10.
So from 77 to about 87.
Yeah.
If you could reflect on those 10 years and, you know, kind of sum up the, you know, some of the lessons that you would have learned.
Probably how important a museum is to a community at large, especially the children. And adults as well, because of what is in the museum to learn from. The historical aspect, the art, the culture. Because we have the Hispanic community, especially, we're not accustomed to going to museums because of the lower economic, even in Mexico. If you're living in Mexico City, yes. And I learned the lesson from one time when I was doing when I was in Mexico City as a student. Part of our learning for the cultural anthropology and archaeology was to go to the museum on a Sunday and watch the people coming in and talk to them and ask them what they were interested in and why. And I had Sunday duty for about a 3 week or 4 week period, and I was there one Sunday and noticed for the past, say, three Sundays, the same man came to the an exhibit of an Aztecs. Section. And he would sit there and just be there. And I was fascinated by the fact that every Sunday he would be there. And I went up to him and I said, you know, I introduced myself and what I was doing and that I was very interested in his being there. And he said, "Yes, ma'am, I come here every." And I said, "Why? What would bring you here to come?" He said, "Because this is me. This is who I am. These are who my ancestors were. This is me." When a museum can do that, can make you feel that kind of connection, that's a museum that's really strong and serving its community. In Mexico City, yeah. That experience, and it was saying that, stayed with me. And that's what I felt in the museum.